Red Hot Hoops and Odyssey podcast available. Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your pods. I am a crypto investor. Thankfully, I never used that that specific platform that used to have the naming rights to this arena. I was on different exchanges. In fact, most of my crypto is off the exchanges because I don't really trust exchanges for obvious reasons. But FT, I don't know if we're allowed to say those three letters together right now. The arena needs a new name, Hollywood. Currently, temporarily branded as the Heat's House, which is like the biggest dub of Eric Reed's broadcasting career, because he's been referring to the arena as the Heat's House for probably as long as he's been calling games, which has been forever. What do you think happens next here? Because I know the Heat are looking for a big corporate sponsor. I honestly don't know if they're interested, but I wouldn't mind bringing American Airlines back, because I was so used to using them in the name for, you know, 20 plus years. That would fit like a glove as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what a disaster though, man, for the Heat to be man, I was at the game last week, and they're running commercials, and you know, they got UD is in the commercials asking people if they're in and stuff like that with FTX. I'm glad I wasn't in that either, Alex, but I you know, if they have to go with a corporate name, they have to go with a corporate name. I wonder if they'll be able to, you know, look, the economy is such that usually it's companies like that, FTX, that are throwing out money they don't have to obtain these sponsorships. So I wonder where it'll go. I'm not opposed to just calling it the Miami Arena. You know, I know we're gonna have those throwback jerseys later in the season. Maybe you put a little, a little retro signage around the building.
Yeah, you bring back that old neon logo. Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
You got the Vice logo. You got all that. I'm thinking maybe you go with like a little vintage feel with the whole thing. Just call it the Miami Arena until you can figure something out here. The Heat's, what is it? The Heat's House? Is that what you're?
Heat's House. Yeah.
The Heat's House. Yeah, it's a little bit long, but I just go, I like the old Miami Arena. That was my favorite place, man. I used to love going to games there. So I don't know, that'd be kind of the direction I go. I go with a little vintage feel with the AAA or whatever, the Heat's House.
Yeah, it's going to end up being like some kind of a massive conglomerate, I'm sure, because obviously, like, everyone locally is always like, well, we need it to be something like Miami, like we need Versailles Arena or Bustelo Arena. But unless and Bustelo is owned, I think, by a big conglomerate. But unless they're willing to pay out like these huge arena deals, it's probably going to end up being like Binance or Coinbase or another crypto exchange, right? It's going to go from one crypto exchange to another, something like that. But we shall see how this plays out. As far as the upcoming Miami Heat schedule, definitely few important Eastern Conference clashes coming up, and the Heat are on the road for the next four. You have to cross over the border into Canada for the next one. You're in Toronto. I'm kind of surprised they're not doing, I guess we're only facing the Raptors three times this year, because they did the two straight in Miami earlier this season. I'm surprised they're not doing like the two straight, but I'm guessing that's probably the last time we face them. Oh no, we do face them again this year in March. So I'm surprised they're not doing like the two game thing like we did earlier this year. But in Toronto on this coming Wednesday, Washington on Friday, Cleveland on Sunday, and you know, the Cavaliers are certainly not pushovers. Then you're in Minnesota out west to wrap up the trip, followed by two against Washington. So I think these next handful of games, and the Heat did get a really nice win against Phoenix, but the two before that were against a bad Charlotte team, and one of those took overtime. So I think we're going to get a better idea in the next week and a half or so if this team is really turning a corner, or if they were just kind of winning games they were supposed to win.
All right, let me throw something at you here. How about we split this road trip? Okay. Come back, you're 500. You get two against Washington at home. So you try to take those two. Yeah. Then things get a little dicey. Okay. Then you go at Atlanta. Then you got two in Boston.
Man, I didn't even look that far ahead. Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't know that the Heat are built to compete with Boston right now. Yeah. I don't know that that's going to be the reality. Right now for this Heat team, Alex. Again, like, you know, the teams like Cleveland's very tough. You know, can you go up there and can you get a win? Can you beat a team like Washington? Can you beat a team like Toronto? These are going to be the big questions for them this season, because there's not going to be anything easy. But I would love to see them split this road trip. And again, you know, you got those two games at home against Washington. You got to make that like the Charlotte situation. You have to win those games. That's the only chance that he'd have this season if they want to climb up the standings, is to take care of these doubleheaders, these games at home, and, you know, beat these teams that you have to beat. So again, I think if Miami can find a way to go 500 on this trip, I would be pleased. Anything above that would just kind of be gravy at this point, but I would love to see them go 500 here. You can't be talking about going, you know, 1-1-3 or worse on this trip.
Well, you speak of gravy. You remind me, Thanksgiving's coming up next week. We're probably gonna have a couple more episodes before Thanksgiving, but I'm hungry now. So we're going to let you go on that note. Huge shout out to Hollywood. Huge shout out to our producer, Marcos, who's busting his butt behind the scenes. And like he's been like puking all day, not to throw his business out there, but I know Marcos has not been well today. So we wish him a speedy recovery. I'm Dono. We will talk to you guys again next time on another episode of Red Hot Hoops here on Odyssey.